Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
What's going on, everybody? You are listening to Juicy White and the Boys. Nah, I'm just kidding. That low-key could be my rapper name, though. Juicy White and the Boys. Oh, wait, no, that kind of just sounds like Juicy Cum and Friends. Watch Juicy White. Nope, I can't say that. No, yes, I can. Watch Juicy White spray all over the boys tonight at 9. Could be a porno name, too. Juicy White and the Boys, dude. Juicy White and the Boys. That could be a pretty... That could be the next big porno. It could. Somebody take that from me, because I'm not fucking using it. Welcome back to the show, Kicking It With Kaz, episode... Oh, fuck me. Son of a bitch. I actually don't know today. It should be, we're in the 70s, I could tell you that much. You know what's not in the 70s? The weather outside. It's too hot! It's too hot, and I'd like a word with that fucking weather boy. That motherfucker, you know, I might go to fucking NBC and show him my fucking FIST. How about that? Not like in his ass. You knew that. Why did I say that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I clarify shit that doesn't need to be clarified. And then when I clarify it, it make it sound worse. Nobody was thinking, oh, he's going to go in there and shove his fist up his ass. And, right? And fucking work him like a puppet. And then shove your fist up his ass. Get a little lube in there. Work him like a puppet. Start working his mouth like a puppet. And make him start saying, hey, it's going to be 70 with a nice breeze. Not 105, and I want to fucking jump out. I want to fucking jump into a moving ice truck. Not 103, and I want to dive into the ice bin in the local gas station, and they got to hit me with a fucking stick to get me out of there. Okay. What was I looking for? Oh, right, the episode number. It's 78. It's episode 78. I had a feeling it was 78. Wish that was that temperature outside. Listen, I'd like a word with that fucking weather boy. I'd like to come in there. I'd like to fucking do it. I'd like to give him a piece of my line. It's literally, and I know some of you are thinking, Anthony, are you exaggerating? Like, it's probably like 80. No, it's 100 degrees outside. I'm not built for this. I grew up in Chicago, not the Arabian desert. Listen, I can't fucking do this. I don't know how to manage this weather. I wanted to go for a run. You can't, dude. You breathe and your lungs get hot. That's not okay. That's not okay. The heat, honestly, hot take, literally and metaphorically. The hotter it is, listen, when it's like I'd rather it be negative 30 than 100 degrees. Want to know why? Because you can always layer. You can always add another layer. If you're cold, you can always add a layer on top. If it's hot, you can't take your skin off. Trust me, I've tried. You can't rip your skin off. Uh-uh. I've tried. Your skin's got to stay on the body. That's one of the, you know, the flaws of being a human. You can't, if it's hot, you can only get so cool. You want to go for a run outside? If it's 100, listen, You could run around with your dick out. You could run around with your fucking Chicago bean hanging out for the entire neighborhood. You could run around the neighborhood with your fucking, you know, with your life juice, with the thing that holds the nectar of life. Your upstairs knockers, and sprint around the neighborhood, and guess what? They will arrest you. That's fucked up. It's so hot outside, and they'll arrest you. I was thinking about going for a run and putting a bucket of ice in my pants. Didn't work. I brought the ice outside and it melted before I could even get it in my pants. It sucks. I'm sick of the hot weather. And on top of it, I got the sniffles. I got a cold. I have a cold. I have a cold, but guess what? It's not outside cold. Isn't that the whole point of a cold? That you get it when it's cold outside? Dude, why am I getting colds when it's 100 degrees outside? Who did this? The liberals? Probably. Dude, this is some left-wing gentrification bullshit. Okay? They had to get up in arms and be like, why can't the cold come around year-round and now it's 100 degrees and I got the sniffles? Okay? What blue-haired hippie fuck started this bullshit? Now I got a cold in the middle of June. Well, it's August, but whatever. Now I got a cold in the middle of August. You hear that shit? My nose is supposed to be clean as a whistle in the middle of August. Now I got this whole shit, man. Damn, dude. World's going to hell. I don't even know what I'm saying. But yeah, that weather boy, you better start running. He better start running because I'm going to make my way over to NBC and grab his nuts and show him a little you and me. We're going to have a little me and you time, a little mommy and me time. We're going to make him have a little tummy time, if you know what I'm talking about. But instead of being on the floor learning how to walk, there's going to be rattlesnakes running through his pant leg. Dude, I'm so fucking excited. First of all, I just found this out. I wasn't even going to bring this up, but I just found this out. Timbaland, if you're like, who's Timbaland? Listen, turn off the episode. I don't even want you here. Turn off the episode. Who's Timbaland? Should I know who that is? Turn it off! The fuck out of here. I'm actually, no bullshit. If you don't know who Timbaland is, I'm actually dead serious. Pause, look up Timbaland. Listen to a song and then you'll go, oh, he made that? I didn't know that. He makes hits. Then you come back here and hi, welcome, you're back. Thank you. Timbaland, Justin Timberlake, Nelly Furtado. Okay? Not sure how to properly say her last name, but one thing I know for sure is that she's a queen. Okay? Listen to me right now. Why is my hand doing that? I look like I'm trying to fucking kill somebody with my mind. Anyway, sorry. They make hits. Nelly Furtado, Promiscuous Girl, hit. Justin Timberlake, Sexy Back, right? Or, hang on now, baby, won't you carry out? Won't you look at your body, won't you carry out? Hit! They are the trifecta. They come together and they create such beautiful music. Music that will turn you religious. Maybe, probably not, because they're talking about like fucking and shit. It'll turn you spiritual. It'll make you believe in the dude. You listen to their music and oh my god, it's fantastic. Anyways, September 1st, Timbaland said he's coming out with music with all of them. I am literally, dude, when I saw that, I started salivating. I started foaming at the mouth, salivating. There's so many boogers in my nose right now. This is horrible. Anyways, I started salivating. I forgot I love them. God, I love them. Oh my god. There's something about it, man, that's just, oh, it's so fucking, oh, it's beautiful. It's so fucking beautiful. Anyways, enough of that. Listen, this weekend, tomorrow for you, because this comes out Friday, the next day, August 26th, college football is back. I love betting on college students to see which one gets pregnant first. Kidding. I'm kidding, obviously. Kidding. I'm obviously kidding. Although, if that was an option, listen, and I'm not proud to say this, but if that was on DraftKings, I'd bet on it. I'm not proud, but sometimes, and don't act like you don't know this, right? And this could go either way, like who gets someone pregnant first or who gets pregnant. So we could do any gender. Because you know, don't sit here. I know a lot of you who listen are in college, like the majority of you, or just left college or just out of college, right? Maybe you're in grad school, just out of grad school. You're in that age range. So I know what goes through your head. And you know somebody out there. And you know these people. And and when they got pregnant or they got someone pregnant, you were like, I couldn't say I didn't think that was going to happen. Right? Part of you was like, kind of wish I threw $5 on it because I would have been right. Right? Don't act like I'm the bad guy here. Anyways, dude, college football starts Saturday. I love watching college football. I love watching these kids because they're all playing for scholarships, right? They all want to get to the league, right? Because a lot of times, like the early weeks of the NFL, if you watch the NFL, you kind of know, listen, early weeks of the NFL, nobody's going all out. Nobody's out here fucking trying to send this guy 6 feet deep, trying to, you know, play until the whistle's over, XYZ. Week one through four, that is warm-ups. College football, every single fucking game, they're trying to get looked at to go to the NFL. They play so fucking hard. They go out there and they play so fucking hard. And I love watching them fucking play, dude. There's nothing better than college football. There's nothing better than college football and college basketball. Like, I'm not a big sports guy. Like, baseball, don't care. NFL, I'll watch it. NBA, I'll watch it. Like, I enjoy it. I like it, but I'm not going out of my way. College football, cut off the Saturday. Oh, hi, we'd like to offer you $1 million. College football's on, bitch. I don't give a fuck. I'll hang that phone up. Hi, sir, we'd like to do a brand deal on a Saturday. How about you fucking drive your car off a bridge? College football's on. Hi, sir, we'd like to offer you $1 billion. I'm sorry, college football's on. I'm sorry, did you know the game was on? No, sir, I didn't know the game. Okay, bye-bye. Don't care. Dude, I fucking love college football. There's something about it. There's something so special about it. Oh, my God. And the best part about college football is that once college football starts, that's like my marker to know that I only have a few more weeks that I have to deal with the godforsaken fucking heat and this fucking summer and this fucking hot weather, okay? And I could start breaking out the hoodies, right, dude? Right, dude? October 1st hits, right? October 1st hits, you get the dips out. Right, dude, you get the dips out. Maybe you crack open a few drinks. It's a Saturday, whatever. Live life, dude. You crack open a few drinks. The TV's rolling. You got three different college games. You're switching between 3 to 4 games at the same time because you don't want to watch commercials. You just want to watch 18 to 25 year olds fucking concuss each other. You got dips. You don't even need friends at that point, dude. Fuck friends. You don't even need friends there. All I need is 4 different games, some French onion dip, some Ruffles, a couple of margaritas, and I won't move for weeks. It's the greatest thing ever. The only thing better than college football starting is March Madness. That's it. That is it. The birth of my metaphorical first child, not as good. Okay? If I literally, dude, in the future, if I'm going to have a child, I am going to try and work the birth around March Madness. I'm going to make sure that this kid is not born near March Madness. This is, yes, it's partially a joke, but part of me, like, if I had to miss, imagine if I had to miss the entire round of 64 because my wife was in labor. Obviously, I would be here for there. I would be there for her. But imagine missing all those games. Imagine missing all those games. I couldn't imagine it. Anyways, things going on in my life. I bought an electric toothbrush, and I need to discuss this. If you guys don't have an electric toothbrush, you need to go outside and you need to get yourself one because they're fantastic. Dude, my mouth has never been cleaner. Also, I used to have to once a month I would get random like whitening stuff to like get rid of the, you know, because like I tend to drink a lot of energy drinks and coffee. Like coffee's not awesome for your fucking teeth. The reason I started drinking energy drinks was to lay off the coffee, so that my teeth don't stain as much, but I still had to do it like once a month because those fuckers get, dude, the fucking coffee makes your teeth dirty as fuck. But this new toothbrush I got, it's like it's doing the work for me. It's like it's getting rid of, like, if I drink coffee that day, it fucking scrubs it right off. I put it on like the second setting, dude, and it literally feels like somebody is power washing the inside of my fucking mouth. I don't know if this is safe for my teeth, but they look great. I don't, like, long term, I don't know how great this is, because I'm not even kidding. Like, the first setting on it is like an electric toothbrush setting, and then like the second setting is like a fucking industrial grade buffing. Like, dude, it is, I'm not even, like, it's loud too. Like, I can't use the second setting if everybody goes to bed, because I'm literally in the bathroom. It's like, it literally sounds like a jackhammer is in my fucking, like, digging into the plaque, into my fucking mouth, dude. Every time I use it, my teeth, like, they're like a little sensitive after, because I just fucking power wash these things. It feels like there's a bunch of little men in there, like, just, you know, just, you know, knocking the plaque off my teeth with like hammers and shit. But dude, after the fact, I just like, oh man, the feeling in my mouth. It's now with the electric toothbrush. Oh my God, it's a game changer. So this is what I do, by the way, and you could take this from me. Electric toothbrush, stainless steel. This is important. Stainless steel. They're like $10. Don't care. Stainless steel tongue scraper. And you're like, Anthony, that's excessive. No, dude. I used to just like brush my tongue like every other normal human being. Then I was like, I feel like it's not doing good enough. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm not taking care of what needs to get taken care of. I got this fucking stainless steel teeth scraper. I didn't even want to know that was on my tongue. I would scrub my tongue like I am gagging. Like I would deep throat my toothbrush. I would fucking swallow this toothbrush. Like this, it was touching, it was playing, this thing was boxing my uvula. This thing was like this, I was putting this toothbrush down the back of my throat like this fucker was on the speed bag training for a fight against Mike Tyson. I didn't fuck around. I was going so far down the back of my throat, I'm pretty sure I was scrubbing a part of my esophagus. So I didn't play fucking games. I got the tongue scraper, never going back. I'm never going, it's changed my life. The first time I used the tongue scraper, I was disgusted of what came off. I didn't even know it's almost like you have to like dig into your tongue to get out this extra bacteria. I was disgusted because I like I get a little extra with the hygiene. I don't like, if I even walked outside, I got to come in, change my clothes and take a shower. It's excessive. It's excessive. And so now I can't believe I was going without the stainless steel scraper. It's changed my life. You got to get yourself one. So I do the 2 minutes, obviously, twice a day. This is twice a day, by the way, of course. In the morning we do the electric toothbrush. Then we hit it with the tongue scraper. We get all this shit out. Then we use some fucking high grade mouthwash and just kill everything else in there. Dude, my mouth feels fantastic after. Feels fantastic. It's like honestly the best part of my day now is waking up and doing that and going to bed and doing that. It's my favorite part of the day because I just feel, when your mouth feels clean, you feel clean, right? Especially when I shower, right? I'll take a shower at night and then I fucking, oh my God. And then I do my whole brush routine and my face wash. Dude, I feel like I just came out of the womb. I feel like I'm fresh out of the placenta. Dude, I mean, you know how they say, rip me out the plastic, I've been acting brand new? Cut off the umbilical cord, I've been acting just born. You know what I'm saying, dude? Dude, when I get out of that shower and I do that whole routine, when I'm walking back to my room, I feel like somebody just ripped the umbilical cord out of me. I feel like they just ripped off the umbilical cord because I'm a new man. I'm a new man. Oh, my God. God, is it good. God, is it good. You guys got to try that shit. It is life fucking changing. And I know most of you obviously brush and use mouthwash. I, at least, Lord God, I pray. But in terms of the stainless steel tongue scraper, I know most of you have seen it probably and thought, that's ridiculous. Why would I buy that? Fucking buy it. Fucking buy it. I'm telling you, like, the first, you'll use it once and there will be a color. There will be, or not even a color, just like the crap that comes off your tongue that you thought came off, right? Because the stuff that comes off isn't really visual. Like, when you scrub the shit out of your tongue with a toothbrush and then you look at it in the mirror, you'll be like, oh yeah, that looks very clean. No, it's not. You gotta dig. You have to dig into that thing. Like you are a 49er. Like you are a 49er looking for gold, looking for generational wealth in the dirt. You are scraping your tongue and watch the shit that comes off of there. Then you're going to be like, oh my God, my tongue was never clean before. I just found out that my tongue was never clean and I'm disgusted. That, anyways, that's probably enough on that. You guys are probably like, what the fuck? This guy's a little bit too into his fucking tongue scraper. Damn right I am. And I'll say it loud and proud. I am a little bit too much into my tongue scraper. Absolutely. Estás disfrutando de mi podcast. Thanks to Babbel, I know what that means. Do you? Listen, recently, I've been learning to speak Spanish with Babbel, and you can too. Because with Babbel, you can start speaking a new language, in just 3 weeks. The best way to learn a language, obviously, is through immersion, right? Living where the language is spoken natively and using every day. But that's not possible for everyone. Are you moving to Spain tomorrow? Probably not. Probably not. So what's the second best way to learn a language? Babbel. Because with Babbel, you can start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. So this summer, right, and this coming fall as well, you can start speaking a new language with Babbel. Why Babbel? Because it works. Instead of paying hundreds of dollars for a private tutor or fooling yourself with language apps that are little more than games, Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. And I will say, just to go off topic for a sec, I've tried those apps and they're like, you like click, it's like, what does yellow mean? And then I click a button and then a rocket ship goes off. I didn't learn a damn thing, okay? Just want to make that clear. Babbel is far better. Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations. All of Babbel's tips and tools for learning a new language are approachable, accessible, rooted in real life situations and delivered with conversation-based teaching. And that's my favorite part about Babbel, is like the conversation-based thing, because you learn, like, I feel like all these apps and stuff, all they do is they tell you like what yellow means, okay, and what blue is, and how to say food. Okay, how do I say it in a sentence? You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, great, I know all these words. I don't know how to piece them together. I don't know how to create a sentence, and that's what Babbel does. Okay, you learn how to use it in real life situations, and that's what's so beautiful about it, because if you can't use it in a real life situation, then you just have a bunch of words that literally mean, that you know what they mean, but you can't actually put them into a real life scenario. And what are you going to do with that, right? You need to be able to implement it into real life situations, and that's what Babbel does, and it's beautiful. And plus, on top of this, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and your accent. Obviously, I know in the beginning mine isn't that good yet. I haven't been using it for that long, okay? It's only been like a month, so relax. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. For instance, one study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college. You know how much a full semester at college costs? 30 bands, probably? 30 racks? Babbel don't cost that.
Nope. With over 10 million subscriptions sold, Babbel is real language learning for real conversations. So, for all my listeners out there, here's a special limited time deal for our listeners, my listeners, you guys, to get you started right now. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners, at babbel.com/cause. Get 55% off at babbel.com/cause. Spelled BABBEL.com/cause. Rules and restrictions may apply. Now, anyways, back to the episode. Anyways, dude, my knee has been killing me. I haven't been able to run in like a week. I have like runner's knee or something, or like I had to get like this band or something. It just came. I haven't tried it out yet. I'm praying that it helps because I'm going to fucking wear it to the gym. I don't care if I look like a fucking 45-year-old with knee problems. I do have knee problems, and I'm not fucking around. Apparently, I looked it up. It's like some IT band / runner's knee thing. It's like rubbing up against my bone. I feel it. Damn right it's rubbing up against. I could have told you that myself. It fucking hurts. Haven't been able to run. Even walking on the treadmill was starting to hurt, which then that's when it became a problem. And I don't even know how it happened because I have like that, you know, that like massage gun thing, and I drill my entire body. I roll out, I stretch, but sometimes your body just doesn't want to see you winning apparently. And yeah, so that's an issue. Damn, it's starting to get hot in here, dude. And the air is on, my fan's on, but dude, sometimes when it's that hot outside, it just starts seeping through the cracks, you know? Just starts seeping and creeping and sweeping and deepening. All right. Let's hop into Would You Rather? That was, dude, my brain shut off for a second. Let's hop into Would You Rather. A lot of you DM me and were like, please do it again next week. No problem. Let's figure it out. We will do it. It will. So we're in next week and we're doing it again. And I made sure to post it like right when the episode started because I had so many last week and I feel like I was missing a lot. So I just wanted to, if you were lucky enough to get in here. Okay. This is... What the fuck are these questions? Okay, let's start with this one. Would you rather segment know when you die or how you die? I feel like me and Cam talked about this on our other podcast, Rabbit Hole, but I'd like to talk about it myself because Cam likes to talk too, and I don't like when he does. I don't like when he cuts off me off and talks. I would like to just talk the entire time and not hear his voice. But anyways, kidding, obviously. Anyways, would you rather know when you die or how you die? When you die. Because if I know how I die, like if they're like paragliding accident, I'll just never go paragliding. But then like, but then dude, I'm also going to live in fear. Like anytime I see like a shadow above my head. I'm like in the middle of the city. I see like a shadow go over my head. I'm like, ah! Fuck! Ah! Right? And it's just like a seagull. You know how hard it would be? You know how hard? Like when you die is way better. Because then think about it, dude. Like if I know when I die, and this is by the way, this is assuming that it does not change. This is assuming that it does not, no matter what I do to my body, it does not matter, right? Also, you know what would be funny if it was like you die at like 25 and then I was like, well, if I'm going to die at 25, like I'm just going to do like a bunch of meth and like a bunch of hard drugs. And then I'm going to be like on my deathbed at 25 and I'm going to be like, oh my God, it was the meth. Like I'm going to be like, like I'm going to see the number and then it's going to cause me to just start doing a bunch of hard drugs and living recklessly. And then I'm going to be like, on my deathbed and I'm going to be like, oh, wait, fuck, I did that.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Like, they knew that I would see this and then just start doing a bunch of random shit. But, dude, if it's just like I'm going to die at 70, first of all, I'm going to start chain smoking cigarettes like they are the fountain of youth. Like, dude, I'm going to start chain smoking cigarettes. I mean, like, cigarette for breakfast, cigarette for lunch, cigarette for dinner. Like, there is, if I'm dying at 70 and it can't change, cigarettes are going to become the norm. And then I'm going to love talking to people and they're going to be like, aren't you worried about lung cancer? I'm going to be like, huh. Yeah, I bet you think I'm worried about lung cancer. Yeah, dude, fuck you, man. Fuck you, dude. Oh my God. I'm just going to start living so recklessly. I'm going to buy a motorcycle. I'm not wearing a helmet. I am buying a motorcycle. I'm not wearing a helmet. I'm just wearing a leather jacket, boots, and every time I ride my motorcycle, I'm smoking a cigarette. You know what? And I'm smoking a cigarette, and at the same time, I'm going to put, like, a nicotine in my lip, like a Zen pouch. I'm just going to live on the fucking edge. I'm going to get my skydiving license. Maybe I'll learn how to fly a plane, jump out of that plane, and crash that plane. How about that? That's how insane I'm going to fucking live. I'm going to call Red Bull. I'm going to ask. I'll tell that. I'm going to be like, I'll do whatever. I'm down for whatever. If you call Red Bull and say you're down for whatever, that's a death wish. That's probably what that guy said when he jumped from space. You guys ever watch that shit? Dude was in a spacesuit and he skydived to the earth. That was crazy. That was crazy. But yeah, I would just live reckless. So I'm gonna have to say when, because how is just, I would just be a fucking, like, I'm already a head case. I couldn't imagine if I knew how I died. I would be such a fucking head case. I would be 24/7 anxiety. Wouldn't want to know that. But the day that I die, easy, that's fine. But also, like, I would kind of, like, that would suck if, like, I was like, tell me when, and then they're like 35. Then I'd be like, oh God, oh, how? They're like, what? No, you can't unlearn it. I was like, no. But blue, I don't know. Men in Black me. I don't know. I didn't want to know. I'm sorry. Men in Black me. I didn't want to know. Oh God. Wouldn't that be awesome, by the way, to just get, like, if you had, like, a Men in Black thing? Like, I would like to have my own, you know? Like, could you imagine somebody, like, you learn a piece of information and you're like, nope, and you just flash yourself? Honestly, dude, there's so much terrible shit in the world, though, that I would Men in Black myself so much that I would end up just, like, reverting back to my, like, 3-year-old self. Like, they would not be able to trust me with one of those. Every time I hear something that I didn't want to hear, which is, like, every hour and a half, I would just be like, nope. Then I would just, dude, it would take me less than a week to revert back to, like, a 6-year-old. I'd be like looking for my Nintendo DS. Oh my God, that would be bad. That'd be nice though. In a way it would be nice, you know? In a way it would be nice, but in another way it wouldn't be. Nikki, my sister's telling me to check my IG DM. Oh, what? AM, so this Sunday, this comes out on Friday. So this, if you're listening to this when this came out, Friday, Sunday is National Cinema Day. Movie theaters are doing $4 movies. They're doing $4 movies. AMC is participating. AMC is participating. Listen, this Sunday, so that'll be the 28th, I believe. The 28th. This Sunday, the 28th, AMC is participating. $4 movie. They've been fucking us for the past 15 years. They think it's funny to charge $80 for a popcorn ticket and a soda. Guess what, fucker? Fuck you. $4. Let's take them. Go walk. Go see 8 fucking movies that day. Even if you don't want to see the movie, fucking watch it. Sunday. Block the whole day off. You're busy. Movies. I'm going to go see. I haven't been able to see Barbie yet because I've just been busy and my sister went to go see it without me. And I haven't seen Oppenheimer yet. Once again, because I'm busy and I really haven't had 3 hours to just, like, fuck off, you know, and watch a movie. This Sunday, don't care. I'm watching Barbie. I'm watching Oppenheimer. At least one. At least one. I have to. At least one.
$8 for two. Oh my God, dude. You know what? You know what? They're going to get me though, because I'm buying two buckets of popcorn and I'm not, you know what I'm saying, dude? They're still going to get me. They're still going to get me and they know it. Because even though the ticket's $4, what am I going to do? Not walk in there with a Slurpee, a bucket of popcorn, and some Sour Patch Kids? Nah, dude, I'm not insane. I'm not fucking insane. Anyways, moving forward, next one here. Oh, would you rather talk to animals or talk every language in the world? Fuck people. I'd rather talk to animals. Dude, people already think I'm a little weird. I already talk to animals. I'd rather they talk back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I already talk to animals, and I would like a response. So, I don't... Like, yes, knowing every language in the world would be amazing. That would be awesome. Learning about different cultures would be beautiful. Being able to understand people wherever I go would be a blessing. But the squirrels in my yard need a piece of my mind, and I'd love to hear why they're fucking around. Okay? The birds building nests in our gutters are getting out of hand, and I'd love a word. There is a bee. I try to go out there and sit with my Kindle, okay, and fucking read on my Kindle, all right? I try and read on my Kindle in our backyard, and this fucking bumblebee thinks it's funny to buzz around my fucking ear, and I'd like a word. I would like a word. I'd much rather talk to animals. You know how easy it would be to deal with my fucking dog all day? All day, he's like, I don't know what he wants, right? I feed him, I give him water, then he goes outside, and then he's like whining. I'm like, what the fuck do you want? Then I throw the ball around, and he doesn't even chase it. I'm like, what do you want, man? I don't know what he wants. I don't know what he wants. Also, another big thing, if you're able to talk to animals, you know how convenient that would be? Like, if you're like hiking somewhere, and a mountain lion pops out of nowhere, you could have a conversation. You could have a conversation. You don't need to get, you know, you don't need to worry about bringing around a pistol so that this fucking mountain lion doesn't maul you to death. Just have a conversation. But then that could also flip. I could be like, hey, let's relax. And then he'll be like, you can understand me? And I'll be like, yeah. And I'll be like, that's crazy. I'm still going to fucking kill you. And I'll be like, oh no. Oh, no. Definitely animals. It would be cool to speak every language in the world, but animals, no doubt. Like, no doubt. Like, no doubt. You know, dude, I would be like fucking Dr. Doolittle. You know what I'm saying? I'd be fucking Dr. Doolittle. I would just have like, I would own like so many fucking animals just to like, just, I would replace friends with just like birds and, and like gerbils and shit. Like, I would be like sitting in my house. People would be like, this guy is insane. I'd be like the weird guy who has like 15 pets in the house, doesn't have a girlfriend. It's just me and the birds, you know? You know how difficult that would be, though, to, like, explain to other people? Like, I'm on a date, and there's, like, a bunch of birds chirping, and they're like, she's like, oh, my God, the birds are going crazy. I'm like, oh, they're talking about last night's game. Oh, no, they're talking about that buzzer beater. She's like, she, like, giggles. I'm like, no, they are. Yeah, they're talking about LeBron right now and why, and they're having an MJ versus LeBron debate, and she's like, okay, look at the time. I think my Uber's here. Yeah. So I don't know how you would explain that to people, but definitely animals. Get kicked or punched in the balls. First of all, that's basically the same thing. But I'd rather get kicked, because imagine how embarrassing getting punched in the balls were. Like, you're so slow that somebody got down on one knee and sent a right hook into your sack. Dude, can you imagine getting punched in the nuts? Like, somebody's so mad at you, they get down on one knee and uppercut you in the balls. How do you not see that coming? Definitely kick. That'd be crazy. Be a politician that everyone hates, or an actor that everybody hates. You fucking kidding me, dude? Being a politician that everybody hates is just being hated and getting paid. You're not getting paid enough to get hated. But like, if I'm an actor and like assuming that like I'm making bajillions, and like if everybody, okay, hate from outside the club. This is a gated community. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, oh, we hate you. That's crazy. You can't get through the gate. Like, that's crazy.
Like, everybody's like, fuck you. Die, pussy. All right, dude. Cool. Cool. How's that 9 to 5? Fuck you. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck them. Like, why would I care? Whereas, like, if you're a politician, this is assuming that, like, you know, you're just like a politician. You don't have, like, even the president, you know, makes 400K a year. Yeah, okay, sure he does, right? Yeah, that's, I mean, they got to stop. They got to quit with that shit. The president only makes 400,000, really? Why is he, really? Why, when every president retires, why do they all of a sudden got, why are they all of a sudden they pissing racks? Huh? Why are they pissing racks? Whatever. But you don't want to be a politician that everyone hates, because people get intense with politics, you know? Like, if somebody hates a politician, they'll, like, try and assassinate you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's happened before. But if somebody hates an actor, they won't try and kill you. They'll just tell you to kill yourself. And then I could just giggle and then be like, I'm going to go play bowl. I'm going to go bowl in my basement. Okay? Fuck you. yeah, definitely an actor that everyone hates. That's an easy one. Jordan Belfort lifestyle or Into the Wild lifestyle? Oh, wait. Hold on. They clarified. Into the Wild is like van life. Oh, I could never do van life, dude. Could never do van life. Could never. I need 2 showers a day, every day. I could never do the van life. I'm way too obsessed with constantly being clean every 8 hours that I could never. Like, I've heard people live the van life. They're like, you just wash in the spring. It's nature's water. Yeah, go get a bar of soap for me. Don't give me this crap. It's nature's deodorant. Yeah, go get regular deodorant, okay? Go get regular deodorant. Don't fuck around, nature's deodorant. Shut the fuck up. Uh-uh. I would much rather, also the Jordan Belfort lifestyle, not even lying to you. Like, it's a good thing that I dropped out of college, because if I went through, I would have ended up eventually deciding that I should just get a finance degree to make money, and I would have been on so much Adderall and so, like, just so much Adderall to get through every, I would have been on so many different amphetamines. I would have been working fucking 16 hours a day, staring at a screen, thinking about money, living that Wolf of Wall Street lifestyle. And who knows, dude, when you're on a bunch of amphetamines, sometimes illegal activities sound not so illegal. So I'm not, like, I don't, there is a little man, and I've said this before, there is a little man inside of me who I know for sure, if I let him see the light of day, he'd make me a lot of money. He'd make us a lot of money, but I'm pretty sure we would not see 35. Or at least get arrested by 30. Okay? At least get indicted by 29 is what would happen. So I'd live the Jordan Belfort lifestyle, because I would have a fun, you know, 8 years, right? Then 29, I'd get thrown away, and then, you know, then I could, like, write a book and talk about how I'm sorry, but I'm not really sorry. You know? And, like, you know, get a movie and all that shit. So that, you know, that's pretty fun. And the Jordan Belfort lifestyle, at the end of the day, dude, a lot of people still love this guy. I mean, they're like, most people saw that movie and were like, that guy's sick. I want to be him. And it's like, no. Like, the point was that you don't want to be like him and that he was a piece of shit. But hey, whatever you want, man. This is an insane. I love this question. Somebody said, be a commercial Boeing 747 or a Chinese fighter jet. In parentheses, I like planes. What? Probably a Chinese fighter jet. Fighter jets are cool. Fighter jets are cool. Yeah, there's your answer, man. Would you rather give up social media or at the same dinner for the rest? Give up social media. Giving up social media would be the light in my life. Okay? The only downside would be I couldn't post, obviously, and that would suck. That would suck. But I think I would get over it eventually, and I think my life would be better because of it. I truly believe that. Live in Florida or California? California. California. If I got an option, California every time. Because listen, and I've said this before, I'm a 70-degree slut. That's real. And the thing about Florida is there's not a place there where it is consistently 70 degrees. Sometimes you're in Florida, and it's 100 with humidity, and I don't like going outside. And sometimes you're in Florida. Obviously, sometimes you're in Florida, and it's 70, and it's beautiful. But sometimes you're in Florida, and it's humid. Florida gets humid. And I don't like that. I don't like that at all. All right. Live in the bean or the Statue of Liberty. I'll live in your bean. Sorry. I'm sorry. But definitely the Statue of Liberty. The bean sucks. And last one. Would you rather... let's see. Which one do I want to do? Be a giraffe or an ant? A giraffe. Do you know how many ants I step on every day on accident? It's terrible. I would die in a week if I was an ant. Fuck that. Now a giraffe? Dude, that neck? Giraffe lady? Imagine being a giraffe, right? Which means you have sex with other giraffes. That neck? That's all I got to say. We're going to end the episode right there. Thank you for listening. Make sure you share Spotify, Apple, YouTube. Leave a comment, like, share with everybody you know. And we end every episode like we always do with the... oh, fuck. I did it again. Fall Slut merch. Link is down below. Get a hoodie. They're out. No, it's in the wash. Sorry. I'll try and wear it next episode if it's not 100 outside. But if not, I'll just try and show it to you. Anyways, Fall Slut merch down below, and I'm going to be dropping other merch, fall merch, that's like coming out soon. Anyways, we end every episode like we always do with two claps and a Ric Flair. So we're going to get two claps and a Ric Flair. Woo! See you next week.